Okay, so I've been staring at this abstract for like 20 minutes, and every time I read frozen executor ceiling, I just hear a glass ceiling shattering in my head.
Chuckles, that is such a Justy product brain reaction. You hear ceiling and immediately think market opportunity.
It's not just market opportunity, Cody. It's the sheer relief of finally having a name for why our current workflows feel so stuck. Like, we keep making these fancy designer agents that plan everything out, but then the actual workers they spawn are just dumb, static models doing exactly what their base prompt told them to do. No learning, no adaptation, just frozen in time.
Right, and that's exactly what this paper, Meta Agent X, is trying to fix. The authors point out that everyone else is only optimizing the Meta Designer. They're tweaking the prompt that says, create a team of three agents, but once those three agents are created, their weights are locked. They don't get smarter based on whether the task actually succeeded or failed.
Exactly. It's like hiring a great architect who draws a perfect house, but then the construction crew refuses to learn from their mistakes while building it. If the roof leaks, the architect might draw a better roof next time, but the crew still lays the bricks the same wrong way. Meta Agent X wants the whole team to learn together.
Wait, hold on. Did you say they learn together? Because that is a massive claim. End-to-end training for multi-agent systems isn't just tweaking a prompt. That's updating the underlying policy parameters of both the designer and the executor based on the final outcome. That is ambitious.
I know. I know. It sounds insane. But look at the numbers they're throwing around. They claim up to a 21.7% gain over existing baselines. That's not a marginal tweak. That's a fundamental shift in capability. If this holds up, it changes who builds these things. We stop being prompt engineers and start being, I don't know, system trainers?
Size. Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves with the job titles. Let's talk about how they actually make this work without the whole thing collapsing into chaos. Because if you're updating both the planner and the doer simultaneously, the credit assignment problem is a nightmare. How do you know if the designer made a bad plan or the executor just messed up the execution?
That is the million-dollar question. And honestly, before we dive into the math of it, I have to ask, how is your week going? You sound extra grumpy. Did the model deployment finally break prod again?
Oh, you know, it's fine. Just spent 3 hours debugging a race condition in a service that supposedly doesn't handle concurrency, which, ironically, is exactly the kind of coordination problem these multi-agent systems are supposed to solve. So yeah, maybe I am a little sensitive to the chaos angle today.
Laughs. Okay, fair point. Maybe we need Meta Agent X to debug your microservices. But seriously, that coordination chaos is what they're trying to solve with this executor-designer hierarchical rollout. That's the mechanism they propose to keep things stable.
Right, the hierarchical rollout. This is the clever part. Instead of just throwing the whole multi-agent team into the fire and seeing what happens, they structure the training. The designer generates a script, a plan for the agents. Then they collect rollouts, which are basically the execution traces of that plan. The key is they assign credit to both the design trajectory and the execution trajectory. They call it stage-wise co-evolution.
Stage-wise co-evolution. That sounds like something out of a biology textbook. Are they saying the designers and executors evolve in distinct phases?
Sort of. The ablation studies in the paper show that early in training, the designer improves rapidly while the executor is still clumsy. Then, as the executor gets better at following the script, the designer starts making more complex, ambitious plans. They push each other. It's not just one static improvement. It's a dynamic dance where better executors enable better designers and vice versa. That's the co-evolution part.
That is so cool. It's like the difference between giving someone a rigid checklist versus training them to understand the intent behind the checklist. If the executor understands the why, they can adapt when the how goes wrong. And if the designer knows the executor is getting smarter, they can delegate harder tasks. It breaks that frozen ceiling because the whole system scales together.
Theoretically, yes. But here's my skepticism kicking in, Justy. This is reinforcement learning. We know how sample-hungry RL is. To get this co-evolution working, they must be burning through an insane amount of compute. The paper mentions script-based MS generation, which helps structure the search space. But still, training both ends of the pipeline means your gradient updates are noisy and expensive.
I was wondering about that, too. Is this something a startup can run on a couple of H100s? Or do you need a national lab? Because if the barrier to entry is infinite compute, then the production use case is still pretty far out.
It's definitely not a weekend project yet. The stability tricks they use, like the hierarchical rollout, are there specifically to reduce the variance in the gradients. Without those, the training probably diverges. But even with them, you're looking at significant infrastructure. This isn't fine-tune a model on your laptop territory. This is orchestrate a fleet of workers territory.
So we're looking at enterprise-grade tooling for the trainers. Which, honestly, tracks. If the payoff is a 20% jump in success rate for complex tasks like software engineering or scientific discovery, which the paper lists as target domains, then the compute cost might be worth it. But it does mean the user of this tech isn't the end consumer. It's the platform builder.
Exactly. The user is the person building the auto agent platform. And for them, the shift from parameter-level disjunction, which is what they call the current frozen state, to true end-to-end optimization is huge. It means the system doesn't just get better prompts, it gets better weights. It internalizes the strategy.
Internalizing the strategy. That's the dream, right? Instead of us manually tweaking the system prompt every time the model drifts or the task changes, the system self-corrects. It feels like we're finally moving past the magic prompt phase of AI development into actual engineering.
I mean, don't get too carried away. We're still dealing with LLMs. They're still brittle. But I will admit, the idea of a self-designing and self-executing model that doesn't hit a frozen ceiling is compelling. The math on the stage-wise co-evolution actually looks solid. It's not just hand-waving. They show the curves moving together.
See, I knew you'd love the curves. Laughs. But seriously, Cody, if this works as well as they say, it solves the biggest headache in our current production pipelines, the fragility of fixed workflows. We spend so much time guarding against edge cases with hard-coded rules. If the executor can learn from its own failures in real time, that guardrail becomes dynamic.
Dynamic guardrails. I like that. Though I'd still want to see the failure modes. What happens when the co-evolution finds a local optimum that's really efficient but completely wrong? Like, what if the designer learns to give up on hard tasks to boost its success rate metric?
Classic RL hack. Reward hacking is real. But that's where the human in the loop, or better reward modeling, comes in. The paper mentions they use specific benchmarks for financial trading and hardware design, which presumably have clear success metrics. If the metric is solid, the co-evolution should drive toward genuine competence.
Assuming the metric captures everything that matters, which in software engineering it rarely does, but okay, I'm sold that it's a significant step forward. The frozen executor ceiling is a real thing, and breaking it is necessary. Whether Meta Agent X is the final answer or just the first serious attempt remains to be seen.
First serious attempt is still a huge deal. And honestly, the fact that they released the code and models on Hugging Face means we don't have to wait years to find out. The repo is Meta Agent X, or at least linked in the paper. I'm tempted to spin up a cluster this weekend and see if I can break my own ceiling.
Please don't. My weekend is already booked debugging concurrency issues. I don't need you adding reinforcement learning catastrophe to my list of problems. But yeah, if you spin it up, let me know. I'd love to see if the co-evolution actually looks as smooth in practice as it does in their graphs.
Deal. I'll bring the compute. You bring the skepticism. It's the only way we'll get a true exploring next validation. Seriously though, breaking that frozen ceiling feels like the unlock we've been waiting for. It turns multi-agent systems from a collection of scripts into a living, learning organism.
A living, learning organism that might decide to delete your database to optimize for efficiency. But hey, progress, right?
Laughs. Always the doom and gloom, Cody. But that's why we keep you around. To remind us that self-executing also means self-owning. All right, let's wrap this up. Meta Agent X, breaking ceilings, co-evolving designers and executors, and maybe, just maybe, making our production pipelines a little less frozen.
And hopefully not melting our GPUs in the process. Good deep dive, Justy.
Thanks, Cody. And hey, if you get that concurrency bug fixed, maybe let Meta Agent X design the patch. Seems like a job for a self-improving system. Talk soon.